And let me tell you something. You listen to the Beatles? Oh, you like the Beatles? You know, John Lennon is probably the most anti-God person who's ever walked on the face of the earth. I don't care whether you like that or not. You know what John Lennon said? Let me quote John Lennon for a little while. Christianity is a fad. It'll be gone soon. He said rock and roll's a fad, and Christianity's a fad. He said, I think that Christianity will be gone before rock and roll's gone. He said, I'm more popular than Jesus Christ right now. Or no, I'm sorry, he said, we, the Beatles, are more popular than Jesus Christ. We're more popular than Jesus Christ. And long after Christianity's gone, rock and roll will still be in fashion, is what John Lennon said. I want to hold your hand. No. I don't want to hold hands with Mao Zedong. I don't want to hold hands with John Lennon. I don't want to hold hands with these God-hating communist devils who murder innocent people. And, you know, it's very nice for you to sit in the United States of America and sit back in your nice easy chair and turn on the song and say, oh, I like this song. Yeah, that's because you didn't have your family butchered in Peru. That's because your family wasn't taken out of shot in China. That's because your wife wasn't forced to have an abortion in China. Then you wouldn't think it was so funny, would you, when John Lennon goes on TV interviewed in his Chinese military uniform of the Red Chinese Army. Oh, that was so cool. What a fashion statement. Yes, a fashion statement says that you hate God. That's what it means. It's a fashion statement that says, I hate Jesus Christ. I hate God. I hate the Bible. There's nothing fashionable about being anti-God. And personally, I've come to the place in my life. And yes, when I was a teenager, I used to listen to all the rock music. I had the Beatles tapes, you know, I had all the tapes of all the rock music and all the bands, and I watched all these kind of movies. I probably saw some movie with Cameron Diaz in it. I don't know. I don't know if I was watching them. I don't know how long she's been around. But I'm going to tell you something. When I came to years, when I grew up spiritually, when I decided not to be any more a baby, any more a little kid, I grew up and I said, you know what, maybe this is a little more serious. Maybe I should refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Maybe I should decide that I don't want to identify myself with the world anymore. I don't want to hear their music. I don't want to watch their movies. I'd rather identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where you got to come to the place in your life where you grow up to that point. Where you come to that point of growth.